9. The greatest teacher ever. Simple is not the same as easy. People often confuse simple for easy. Jesus' teachings were radically simple. Experts have a special talent for complicating things. But the standout genius in any field is always the person who is able to take what is incredibly complex, break it down to what is essential, and present it in a way that makes it seem simple. Spiritual leaders of all types throughout history have often complicated the path to God in ways that have made it almost impossible for the average person to walk the path. God gave Moses the Ten Commandments. By the time of Jesus, these had evolved into 613 laws. The simplicity of Jesus' teaching was radical in contrast to the stifling effect these 613 laws had on daily life. Jesus' teachings were radical in content and method, but they also provide unique insight into the mind of God. In many ways, reading the Gospels is a tour through the mind of God. Each parable or teaching, each encounter Jesus has with a person, highlights what God cares about and what he doesn't. The life and teachings of Jesus Christ help us to understand God's priorities so that we can get our own priorities right. The content of his teachings was radical because it focused on conversion of the heart rather than external behaviors. The method of his teachings was radical because his primary teaching tool was the parable. He used stories and metaphors that ordinary people could understand. This meant that his teachings were accessible and practical to ordinary people, especially the uneducated. The gospel may be difficult to live, but it is unrelentingly simple in its teaching. The gospel is radically simple, and there is genius in its simplicity. What Jesus taught was radical, and how he taught was also radical. The four gospels contain rare insights into the genius of the mind of God. Realizing this changes the way we read the gospels. As we ponder the various situations and circumstances of Jesus' life and reflect on his words and actions, it becomes clear what he was doing. He was constantly trying to get to the root of every situation, to explore the root of every problem, to expose and transform the root of each person's heart. But to discover the Gospels in this way, we have to ponder them. This is different from just reading them. It's different from just listening to them in church on Sunday. By definition, ponder means to consider something deeply, thoroughly, to meditate upon. To meditate means to engage in a spiritual exercise for the purpose of reaching a heightened level of spiritual awareness. Where is this in our lives? Who around you is striving for a heightened level of spiritual awareness? I'll tell you who had it. Mary. We read in Luke's gospel, Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. Luke chapter 2, verse 19. What was she pondering? She was pondering the happenings of Jesus' life. Mary was the first to ponder the gospel. She witnessed the life and teachings of Jesus unfolding before her very eyes, the ordinary and the radical. Jesus' life was radical and beautiful, and his teachings are radical and beautiful. What was his most radical teaching? We could debate this question endlessly. But one of the great dangers when it comes to Jesus and his teachings is to depersonalize the conversation. So perhaps the better question to explore would be, which of Jesus' teachings do you find the most difficult to live? Jesus isn't just a teacher. He is the greatest teacher who ever lived. He isn't just a genius. He is genius. His words are the most influential in history. We each discover that for ourselves when we open our hearts and minds to how those words are inviting us to change. Point to ponder. Jesus wants to teach you how to live an incredible life. Verse to live. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like the wise man who built his house upon rock. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Question to consider. Have you ever really considered Jesus to be your teacher? Prayer. Jesus, teach me how to be a great student.